Hi, welcome to On This Day in Tudor History with me, Claire Ridgway, author of several books on Tudor history. Now today I'm taking you back to the reign of King Henry VIII, but on this day in Tudor history, the 22nd of April 1542, Henry Clifford, 1st Earl of Cumberland, died. Who was this Earl, I hear you ask? Well, let me give you a few facts about Clifford. He was born in the reign of King Henry VII in around 1493, and he was the eldest son of Henry Clifford, 10th Baron Clifford, and Anne St. John. Why are they always called the same? Not very helpful to us researchers. Now, Henry Clifford was fortunate enough to be educated at the royal court, and his great-granddaughter even claimed that he'd been brought up alongside Prince Henry, the future King Henry VIII, which does make sense. The two men knew each other very well. In June 1509, at the coronation celebrations for King Henry VIII, Clifford was made a Knight of the Bath, and at some point he married... And at some point, he married Margaret Talbot, who was the daughter of George Talbot, 4th Earl of Shrewsbury. But she'd died sometime before 1516. Their marriage was very short and it was childless. And he went on to marry Margaret Percy, who was daughter of Henry Percy, 5th Earl of Northumberland, in around 1516. And the couple went on to have two sons and four daughters. In 1517, we know that Clifford was arrested and imprisoned in the Fleet, but we don't know exactly why, what happened. It was only a temporary imprisonment, though. In 1523, his father died and he inherited the title Baron Clifford, but in 1525, he was actually made Earl of Cumberland. In the same year, he was appointed Warden of the West Marches against Scotland. But by 1527, he'd surrendered the office, and William Lord Dacre, a man who had lands in that area and who had more standing due to the fact that the people knew him and he was a man that lived in that area, he succeeded him in the post. Clifford's lands were in Yorkshire, not in the Marches, so he just wasn't known there. He didn't have the authority that Dacre had. Now, Clifford was one of the noblemen who supported Henry VIII's great matter, that quest for an annulment of his marriage to Catherine of Aragon. And in 1530, Clifford was one of those who signed a letter to Pope Clement VII on behalf of the king, asking the Pope to grant the annulment. In 1534, he appears to have been involved in the fall of his successor, Lord Dacre, who was actually acquitted of treason in the end, but had to pay a fine. Dacre also lost his office as Warden of the West Marches, and Clifford replaced him in that position, but had to cope with lots of trouble, lots of opposition from members of the Dacre family. In December 1536, Sir William Musgrave, who was the man that had brought the treason charges against Lord Dacre, ended up being attacked with a knife by Richard Dacre in front of Henry Lord Clifford, Earl of Clifford's son. Henry VIII wrote to Musgrave, Clifford and Dacre in 1537, giving the three of them a good dressing down, a good telling off for this episode. Clifford offered to resign his post as Warden of the West Marches due to these ongoing tensions, but he still held the title at his death in 1542. But the king did award his actual duties, the job really, to Thomas Wharton instead. So Clifford held the title, but he wasn't actually doing the job on the ground. In late 1536, Clifford supported Henry VIII and served him during the Pilgrimage of Grace rebellion in the north by leading a force in Northumberland. He was rewarded for his loyalty and good service by being elected to the Order of the Garter in 1537. Clifford was a magnate. He made a large income from his lands and as a landlord. His biographer, R.W. Hoyle, writes of him being a notable encloser and quotes Thomas Howard, 3rd Duke of Norfolk, as saying of Clifford, "He must be brought to change his conditions, that is to say, not to be so greedy of getting money off his tenants and others under him." Clifford's second wife died in 1540, and Clifford himself died on this day in history in 1542. He was laid to rest at Skipton Parish Church on the 2nd of May. His eldest son, another Henry, inherited the earldom, and that son married Eleanor Brandon, who was the daughter of Charles Brandon, Duke of Suffolk, and his wife Mary Tudor, Queen of France. And she was therefore a niece of King Henry VIII and a granddaughter of King Henry VII. Also on this day in Tudor history, the 22nd of April 1598, Justice Francis Beaumont died after contracting jail fever at the Black Assizes of the Northern Circuit. But what was jail fever? Well, I tell you all about it in last year's video, which I'll give you a link to. Thank you for listening to this podcast. I do hope you enjoyed it. And don't forget to subscribe so that you can enjoy podcasts on a daily basis. Thank you.